Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because I am at the Orange County Auto Show. And so much is happening. So much is about to escalate and get worse before it gets better. Please don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Today we have a sponsor, Tony Horton. And it's nice to get a press pass to things like this to come out here before the public's out here and look at the cars. This show is not particularly huge. It's not like the Detroit Auto Show, but I love things like this because you get to see, how much cars cost, like the brand new Prius and Toyota. You can see Ford, you got Chevy, you got the Corvette over here. It's just nice. It's just nice to walk through here. But dock worker strike that's going on right now. Think about this. I found a great article about how much dock workers make and how they make $39 an hour, and they want an increase of basically 77%, and they wanted to have sliding scale that would take them up as much as $77 an hour. Now, with overtime and extra pay and incentives and things like that, these guys make up to $200,000 a year. Isn't that wild? $36,000 for the just the Corolla? Yeah, Corolla, 36.5. You can go skiing with it too, guys. Look at the ski racks on top. So everything's expensive, guys. Everything is a lot of money. The cool thing about this, I've always liked the auto show because you're allowed to get in the cars, you're allowed to sit down. But we are starting to see people hoard toilet paper, of all things, again, which I still don't understand. The crazy thing about this is that the Staten Island Costco has been completely cleaned out of all paper goods. And you need to have this as a warning, another one. If you live in earthquake territory, which we live in, if you live in a fire zone, you need to be prepared for whatever your natural disaster could be. Now, hearing more and more of these reports about the Hurricane Helene, these people had 55, 60 inches of water inside of 9 hours, so nobody could prepare for that. You need to get the hell out of there. And they warned people to leave, but it is absolutely terrible how bad this is. They're saying that the dock worker strike could be carried over to here in Southern California and go to the ports on the West Coast. I think it's a matter of time. I don't think that this is going to be delayed in any way. I think it's days. But remember, each day they say is 6 days of a backlog. This administration has done nothing to fix this. It is embarrassing. When you add everything up, this should be priority one. They should have stopped this. And no, nothing, nothing at all. So, beautiful truck. For $66,000. Average new car is so expensive. It really is. My brother was in a auto accident last December and was T-boned by a car that ran through a light and was in a smaller Honda and was just like, don't ever buy a small car. I'm incredibly lucky that I'm alive, and he just thinks that you should have a tank now. And I'm sure that's what everybody would do. But a lot of the European car companies are not here, and they've got some of the Lamborghinis and things like that, and the McLarens and the higher end cars are out here. Yes, how much? $329,000. $329,000. It's just crazy. Absolutely crazy. How much money do you have? To be able to have that be, an option in your life. I think it's nuts. The car is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. I think it's fantastic. But both of those cars to go for $329,000 is crazy. The race car. You know, you can buy one of those for $470,000. But there's so much happening right now. I got a great story sent to me by Dr. Morgan at about a homeowner association where a man, got to get this guy's name because he's Russian, and what this guy did was he ran the HOA like it was, you know, his personal fiefdom. I mean, the guy would strong-arm people, and this is the thing you guys have to look at. If you live in a homeowner association, you have to make sure your money is being spent where they say it's being spent. This guy that was arrested went out and created his own security company. So the security guards were his friends and people like that. He had his own cleaning company. He had places that he made millions of dollars. And he basically extorted and took advantage of people to the tune of $1.5 million. They arrested this guy because he would use fear and intimidation, so now they're charging him with racketeering, which again, let me get this loser's name, because it was that good. But the idea with this is that you can't have an association that steals people's money, isn't being ran properly. This was Aventura Condo Board, and I got to get this guy's name because it's awesome. Grigory Azurimov. And again, the guy is just absolutely going to be in huge trouble because he really did shake people down and do a lot of horrible things. They've got all the different electric cars that you can worry about charging and things like that. But let me know, guys. Let me know what you think about this stuff so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Tony Horton. Tony Horton is the fitness guru that you've seen on TV for decades. And what he has done is he has dedicated his life to getting people into shape. And the older we get, he's more concerned that people are losing muscle mass by just age. So think about this. The older we get, when we're above 40, we lose between 0.5% and 1% a year of our muscle mass. And what Tony has done is he's developed a protein that you can take that can reverse this. It can help you with energy, strength, and reversing the muscle loss. If you go to tonyprotein.com/Dan, you can see a video that he created to talk about this and how it can make a huge difference in your life. But think about this. You can reverse this. You can reverse the lack of energy, the aging, and the lack of muscle mass in your body. You know, the older we get, guys, we're just breaking down and you need to do something about it. So try this protein. It's a great product. TonyProtein.com/Dan. The best place to get there is use the link below, but check it out today. I get a kick out of stats like this. Think about this. Have you heard of the 50-30-20 rule? This is very simple. This is that 50% of your income goes towards your bills. 30% is expendable, and 20% should go to your savings. Now, there is such a small percent. I'd like to meet the people that actually live that Dave Ramsey lifestyle, and Dave Ramsey would probably be more conservative than that. Now, with that being said, think about this. There's a list of what it costs to live in the largest cities. And, you know, the least expensive city is Detroit. Move there. Got areas in Arizona that are inexpensive. But it takes to live in the most expensive city, which is San Jose, California, almost $270,000 for a median income just to get by and live there. That is crazy, guys. That is a lot of money. So the list is below. It's over 10 different cities that they list and all these different metropolitan areas. But that is the thing that I get a kick out of, is that, you know, people don't save. You know, people live for the moment. People live paycheck to paycheck. I know people that are retired that don't save. What am I saving for, Dan? You know, how much time do I have left? And then I got people in their 20s that do the same thing. So one that the thing that they have is you can test drive cars. You can get a ride. You know, they've got the electric section where they'll help you push the cars. It's kind of nice, you know. Show you what it's like. When we run out of juice, this is what it's like to push your vehicle. They get really pissed off when I say that. Oh my God. Okay. These electric cars are great, man. Anyways, okay? Let me know what you think so far. Hey, two things that we have that we're very excited about was our private channel, I Allegedly Live, where you can get uncensored comment and we can talk about all the things we can't talk about on other platforms. Check it out today. But more importantly, the thing that you guys asked for was the Bob Kudla webinar on how to trade stocks, how to protect yourself, your retirement, and to learn from the expert. Bob is going to do a 2.5-hour training on October 15th. It is incredibly inexpensive. You can sign up at bobstradingclass.com. The link will be below. But check it out today, guys. This is what you guys have wanted. And you're going to learn everything about stock trading from the one and only Bob Kudla, okay? One thing I get a kick out of is when they say Tesla's not successful. Tesla just announced their numbers and they delivered 463,000 cars in the last quarter. And it was just shy of what they thought they were going to do. Okay, well, that's great. It's a Kia for you. But again, Elon's doing much better than everybody else. And I've given that guy a very hard time. They have a huge problem right now because for the fifth time in a year since the Cybertruck came out this year, Cybertruck came out in 2024, guys, hasn't been out a full calendar year yet. They have their fifth recall right now. And it has to do with the delay in the backup camera. So you turn the car into reverse, the backup camera does not click on right away. And with that, it could cause an accident, cause a delay, which they're concerned about that. So here's your new Mustang. Just gonna go pick that up. Inexpensive, they're cheap, they're like $13,000. I like certain cars don't have stickers on them. It's, you get an idea, just have to talk to somebody. But again, it's nice to walk through this place when nobody's here. So again, I get a kick out of the fact that really very few of the Europeans, I see a BMW sign up here, but I don't see too many cars. I see Ford and, you know, Cadillac. You got the Volvos over here. But really, it's just not that big of a show this year. Huh? They're nice enough to give me a press pass to get me inside, but this is not not a very big event, to say the least. So will you attend this? Let me know. Hurricane Helene is now the deadliest storm that we've ever had. It passed Katrina. Now, here is what is wrong with this, is that the Biden administration finally went out there. Kamala Harris did basically a photo op yesterday. Joe Biden's doing nothing towards this. And people are dying. People do not have water. People do not have electricity, they don't have internet, they don't have food, they don't know if their family members are dead, and it is awful. Elon Musk steps forward and gives Starlink to this area so that they have satellite service to get internet, and it's making it so that people can communicate. This is terrible, guys. You know, we sent another $640 million to other countries, and FEMA now says they're broke. What do we do about this? Now, I've had people reach out from different prepping communities. The one that I want to reach out to me is Patera from Appalachia's Homestead. I hear that she's trying to raise money and awareness and help for these people. I'm all for that. I will do everything I can to help her in any way, shape, or form. and I need an email. I need a way of contacting Patera, but I want to do what I can to help everybody and help raise money and help raise awareness and get some help to these people that need it desperately. So if you know Patera and you know a way of contacting her, hello@iallegedly.com is my email address. Reach out and let's connect with Patera from Appalachia's Homestead and get some work done. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. And first thing, Jerome Powell keeps talking about the housing market. And hey, this is not something that the Fed can fix. Okay, so once again, all you've heard about for the last 3 years is we got to lower interest rates. We have to lower interest rates. Once we do that, it's going to solve the problem. Well, no, it's not. It's affordability. It's everything. It's the people that are stuck in lower mortgages, because if somebody has any common sense and they have a payment that is ridiculously low for their house and they look to move, well, maybe this house isn't that bad. There's a small percentage of those people. But there are people that have lost their jobs. There are people that have gotten divorced. Their business failed. Their health has deteriorated. Those people are going to have to sell. So the problem with it right now is the affordability situation, but it goes to property taxes. I am telling you, the two things that I could do every single day over and over and over again is talk about property taxes and the increase in how people have gone from $4,000 a year to $14,000 a year. And if you're on a fixed income, where does that $1,112 a month come from? That's what somebody just asked me. That and the insurance. I've never had a claim, Dan. And the idiots out there that are telling you to self-insure, you're a fool if you do that. You're an absolute fool if you do that. Starbucks is going to start buying coffee farms as fast as they can because they want to take and control their own market for coffee beans. I'm surprised they haven't been doing this for years, but they're going to increase this right now and step this up. Now, here is the thing that you're going to see that's going to happen. If this port strike goes another 2 weeks, you're going to start to hear about companies that are going to airship things to different areas of the country. You can talk about, hey, just take the stuff that's going to be on the East Coast and ship it to the West Coast. Look at a map, people. Look at South America. Look at getting things there. The cost of that is going to be outrageous. This Taft-Hartley thing about how, hey, listen, we're going to make the workers go back to work. If they in fact do that, the head of the union, the Longshoremen Union, said you're going to see these guys go from 28 loads a day down to 3. So they're going to work incredibly slow until the softening periods. So you're going to see the cruise ships, the cargo ships, excuse me, they're going to stack up like you've never seen before. Never, ever, ever. People have asked for the Corvette. There's your Corvette, guys. Okay? Beautiful car. It's nice. It's fast. You know? There's a red one. So, but, guys, you haven't seen anything yet. So, you know, this is going to be devastating, to say the least. Okay? How much? $174,000. Okay? Write me a check and I'll let you take it. Okay? Oh, this vehicle's locked. For guys like Dan. Final thing is, I love going on a cruise every now and then. It's nice. There was a 3-year cruise that was planned and they had nothing but problems. It was 4 months late, but you were going to live at sea for 3 years. Who would do this? Does that interest you guys? And 4 hours into the journey, the boat broke down and had to be docked someplace and get worked on. How does pass sound? Not a chance. Still bringing some cars in. Please do not forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And reach out to me, hello@iallegedly.com. And I will see you guys very soon.